This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. A series of bills are coming together right now in Lansing, designed to keep the Detroit public schools alive. We know about Governor Snyder's big fix, his proposal, a $715 million idea to divide the district into two separate entities, the old DPS, Old Co., using millage revenue to pay off $515 million in debt and $200 million to launch the new DPS, or the new Co. That new Co. would exist to educate students. The cost of the state would be $71 million annually over 10 years for per pupil funding. So many numbers spinning around. A lot of political arguing, DPS teachers fed up with deteriorating buildings and no pay raises in recent years, a steady procession of state-appointed emergency managers. At the heart of all of this, Detroit's children and their futures. Let's look at what's coming together in Lansing, whether it's sustainable and what it might be missing. David Arson is with us. He's a professor of education policy and K-12 educational administration at Michigan State University. Welcome to Stateside.
Oh, it's a pleasure.
David, there's so much talk of pension cost and per pupil state funding and debt payments and operational cost and miserable test scores. And it is, very frankly, confusing and dizzying to so many people. The bottom line, the big question is, can what's coming together in Lansing save Detroit's public schools, keep them alive?
As you might know, that there is legislation that's now just taking shape within the last 24 hours, maybe even introduced today. A lot of hard, careful work went into it, and I think it moves things in a positive direction.
What do we know so far as far as what's shaping up and what this might look like?
Well, you summarized a lot of the elements. It will establish an old co, a new co, to say a new district that is freed from the operating debt of the current system. It means that $1,100 that the district currently spends to retire debt per pupil per year can be devoted to classroom instruction and other activities. It returns the district to local governance. That's very, very important. The district is now under emergency management, has been for a number of years. That has not worked out very well. So that's there. The EAA schools, the EAA Education Achievement Authority is going to be phased out.
And I dare say there will be no tears shed for the Education Achievement Authority.
The EAA did not gather many supporters. And so those responsibilities will be shifted to the School Reform Office at the state. And interestingly, at the end, there is now, it looks, the language for the creation of a Detroit Education Commission. This would be an entity with some authority over both the district schools and the charter schools in Detroit.
What will it mean to Detroiters who have watched, as you say, a series of state-appointed managers coming in from elsewhere and then moving on? Having Detroiters on the Detroit Education Commission, does this kind of tilt the balance?
In terms of governance, we sort of learned that we had it wrong. That is to say, the state's response to the financial problems in Detroit were to say that it's a problem of the local leaders, the people in charge, the school board, the administrators.
So we're going to
shut
them down and put a state-appointed manager.
They're misguided. They're possibly incompetent. And what is needed here is a fully empowered, no-nonsense emergency manager that disempowered entirely. Mm-hmm. The local electorate could set any of the contract provisions for the teachers and so forth, didn't have to have public meetings. They had all that power, and yet the finances got worse, okay? So that was a hard lesson. it suggested that something else was at play, that there were, and in fact, there were underlying factors here with the state funding and the school choice policies that created these problems. Not all of those are solved yet, but we're moving in the right direction, okay? And so I just say, in terms of governance, right, what we'll have now is local input, an elected school board for DPS. Secondly, the DEC, if it comes through in the proposed legislation, its members will be appointed by Mayor Duggan, also local. I anticipate that there will be more input for parents, communities, teachers in this system, and that's a positive thing. And there'll also be oversight on the finances from a financial review board, similarly to the municipality that exists after the bankruptcy. But the DEC is key because it provides some kind of coordination between these two education systems in the city, the charter system on the one hand and the district schools on the other. It's a very chaotic situation now. No coordination between them. Detroit is the foremost example nationally of the adverse consequences of a poorly regulated market. Okay? Choice is good. There will be choice in Detroit. There'll be lots of choice in Detroit. The problem is that it's not well coordinated. There are neighborhoods with no schools. There are some neighborhoods too many schools. The DEC is a step in the direction of trying to provide some coordination across these sectors.
I'm talking with David Arson, who's a professor of education policy and K-12 educational administration at Michigan State University. And David, we know that this Detroit public school crisis is grabbing the lion's share of attention, but really what's happening in Detroit is being played out in some degree in other districts. We have 11 districts now marked for a preliminary financial review because of so many years of consecutive deficits. Explain to us again just how districts are being pushed into this so-called death spiral towards deficit.
Well, the state's funding formula stipulates that districts lose money every time a student leaves for another school system. All the money follows the kid. And the underlying issue here is that when the child leaves, the revenues decline faster than the costs. Okay? And if you get enough enrollment decline, you either have to cut spending on the kids who are left behind or dip into your fund balance. Most districts are doing both of those things, declining enrollment districts.
And that just speeds up the exodus because who can blame parents for pulling kids out of these death spiral schools?
Yeah, correct. It's a hard, hard position for even the very best administrators. And you add on to that the fact that in many of these cases in urban districts, the kids who are left behind are especially needy, right? The special ed kids, the poor kids, and the state does not fully reimburse the additional cost for those children. So you not only are losing kids, but the kids left behind are especially costly. So these two things are things that the state can adjust. They can cushion the revenue decline in declining enrollment. Sure, the revenue has to decline, but it can be cushioned, phased in over time. They can adjust the funding payments for high needs kids. Really, our special ed funding system is broken. These are issues that the state recognizes. There is movement. There's discussion on. They've been around a long time. We really are in a good moment here. I would just say in passing that this legislation that is now pending in the Senate, a lot of hard work went into it. Smart people, dedicated people, different points of view. This is a kind of legislation that represents what state government should do. Find places where you can compromise. Do the best you can. Move things forward. This legislation does that. It's in stark contrast to, for instance, the way the EAA was established, the way that the emergency manager law was passed. This is really a step forward, and I have to congratulate both the policymakers and the interested parties who participated in the negotiations.
What do you say to critics who say this is just throwing a lot of money at the same people for the same thing, and what's to keep the new DPS from sliding right down the path of the old DPS?
Well, I'd like to suggest it wasn't so much the people who were at fault, right? It was a set of state policies that put any district, no matter who's in charge, in a very difficult situation. So the state has made some mistakes, right? Now all of Michigan has to pay the price. But fortunately, that money is coming from the tobacco settlement, so it's not a hit on the funding for any other school district. That's a positive thing. And in terms of support, you know, I think citizens of goodwill throughout Michigan understand that their own public schools are now powerfully shaped by public policy decisions in Lansing. They regret the divisions that have isolated Detroiters for so long, and they will support policies for the children of Detroit that they themselves would want for their own children.
What are your thoughts as you've seen the new team coming together in Detroit? We have Judge Stephen Rhodes, who guided the city through the bankruptcy hearings, and he calls himself transition manager. In essence, he's still an emergency manager. And also the newly named interim superintendent, Alicia Merriweather, who grew up in Detroit. She graduated from Detroit School. She's been a teacher for years. She's there with the job of improving curriculum and scores. Is having this team in place, are these the right people for the task at the right time?
these people are all interim. And I say, yes, I wish them all well. I think now is the time to support folks like this. There's a transition period. There'll be local elections if this progresses by the fall. That new board will be able to pick a new superintendent. I think we're on the cusp of a very positive step forward.
Yeah, very restive with teachers planning actions this week.
Yep. And I don't blame teachers for being upset. They haven't had a voice for a long time. They haven't had a raise in 5 years. They have seen the art, the music, the phys ed removed from their schools. The class sizes are large. They need to have a voice. The new system hopefully will provide that.
I clearly hear that you're encouraged.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
What are you going to have your eye on as this all comes together?
Oh, well, I'll have my eyes on my midterms because my students are upset that they're not graded yet.
What should we watch for as we see all this action in Lansing and and also the dissension happening? We know that there's actions planned this week in Detroit schools. So what's the long picture here? What are we watching for?
Well, I'd like to see how this legislation moves through the Senate. Of course, then it needs to go over to the House. I hope it has a happy ride over there and it just gets polished up a little bit.
David Arson, Professor of Education Policy and K-12 Educational Administration at Michigan State University. We'll let you get back to grading those midterms. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. It's a pleasure.
The state Senate this afternoon did pass that reform package that would create the new and old districts, along with reestablishing a locally elected school board and setting up that Detroit Education Commission. And as David said, the bills now go to the State House.